It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And it's my favorite hour of the week, which is with my dear sweetie, the CFO of our NutraMedical Network, and of course the lady who answers most of your calls, pares down my long list to an absolute core list of nutraceuticals, which hopefully is enough to make you better. And you she's ours. She's the host. Yeah, I can hear you tapping like you're...
I'm a drummer.
I think you're a drummer now. And you got some announcements, Michelle. It's the... We're narrowing down to the end of the month here. And we have... we have a couple of dates coming up in October. I think we're going to have Canadian Thanksgiving, which comes up well before American Thanksgiving, which is the end of the month. We've got lots of things happening in October. So you got some announcements. Go ahead, Misha.
Well, if you're bringing up October, hi, everyone. Great to be here, as usual, on the firing line, the Friday show. Bill usually says it's the best hour of the week, but I'll say it for me, it's the best hour of the week, because the rest of the time I'm just doing paperwork and orders. Of course, talking to you is my other highlight of the week.
Yeah, she actually is very social. You're the most social person I know. If you weren't managing NutraMedical and you had gone another pathway, you would have either become a psychologist or a judge, I would say.
judge,
a lawyer first, then a judge.
Yes,
you'd be like
you
Judge. You'd be very much. You'd be that's like funny. The female counterpart to Judge Pirro that's on Fox News.
That's funny. That comes from me bossing you for 35 years. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that.
You'd
be successful.
You'd either be a psychologist or Judge Pirro cohort. How's that?
Anyways,
because you're legally and logically very, very good. You're
okay. Enough about me. Boring. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's get on to something interesting. Oh, back to the October 14th. That's also Feast of Tabernacles and Columbus Day.
So it sounds like you think mid-October you're going to have some kind of sale, right?
Columbus Day. I wasn't going to announce it, but you're the one that said wait till next week to announce
it. Well, it's a long ways away. I mean, we're talking about...
That was bill number one.
We're talking about
this
a month
bill
away.
Bill number two.
It's
right?
A month away, okay? It's not close. It's a long, month away.
I don't know if you guys know there's two bills, bill number one and bill number two. And
at least two, maybe more.
At least two.
I suffer from a multiple bill personality syndrome.
Well, you're totally different with me, I'm sure, than on the air. And still, I don't listen to any of the shows, because if I do, it won't be good. I'll be the judge.
Well, we have good.
I'll be criticizing.
We have Pastor Carl Gallops on yesterday, and he was excellent.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's got a trilogy of recent books that we have out. And I actually have some of them, so you can actually start reading them. They're really good. He writes them in a way that's really for anybody, even if you're not a biblical person reading the Bible. He'll explain and give you the scriptures and explain things.
What's a highlight from his show?
The highlight is the gods of the kingdom. And there's three of them to come out there, all start off with the word gods. But this latest book that explains about how we're being controlled in the world by extra-dimensional evil, and then through our world leaders and so on, and how we actually have to, in the church, wake up to the fact that...
And what's the...
It's like the days of Noah.
What do you mean by gods? What are you talking about?
Well, gods meaning these hyperdimensional beings are really intelligent, and they're controlling our world leaders and our planet.
Oh, okay.
And he explains how the scriptures show it's like the days of Noah. It says, such shall be the days of Noah as the coming of the Son of Man. So we're there. I mean, look at the internet, look at the world economy, look at everything. And you can see it even since we were born, you know. We're in our sixth decade, and we've lived in a time when computers and things like that didn't control our life, but now everything is on the cyberspace now.
It is, crazy as it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if we're here, there, or where we are, but I know we're right here at the Friday show. That much I do know.
Right.
And I'm very interested in what you have up on your computer screen there, because I'm always interested in the best-selling NutriMeds. And always it's the Nutridyne. Number one, because this website, for our listeners, Bill, will calculate how much each product is selling. So the next one after that, no big surprise, is Power C Plus. And then after that, no surprise, Vitamineral Max.
Yeah.
And number four, another very popular product, is our CardioVasc,
right?
Which we have the rights to here in America.
Yeah, we have the original formula and the American version, which does not take out the component that thins your blood. So,
you know, again, this week we still have Amazon asking to put for our products to put them on Amazon.
Well, I got a call on my phone to actually not to put the product, but just have an Alexa skill set to actually direct us to our website. They're actually trying to call that, too. The thing is that the cyberspace, people have to understand Amazon, Google, Twitter, etc., are just tentacles of the beast. Mm-hmm. And the beast is a cyber beast, okay? We talked about this, by the way, with Pastor Carl, that the temple is not a temple in Jerusalem, because both he and Ken Klein and my other experts agree that it's not God's will to be another temple built. There could be one built, but it's not going to be God's will. The temple that they're talking about with the Antichrist is your spirit and your consciousness, because it's the intention of the globalist not to know what you buy and sell and what you order at
so
Amazon.
So it doesn't say built in the Bible?
Like no. In fact, temple? There's only one reference to it. It's all a word called naos, which is the temple of our spirit or us. In other words, the Antichrist is trying to step on our consciousness, which means they're trying to hack into our consciousness, which the cell phone companies 2 years ago announced they're going to have cell phones the next 5 to 7 years where you can have direct cybernetic connection. You won't even have to have eyes or ears to directly interface with your computer.
Well, that's we're not going to be part of that.
No, obviously
sure.
Not. Oh, I'm getting inked here.
Oh.
Inked.
Good for me.
Okay,
maybe
go ahead.
On the fly there. This week, Bill, I spoke with Russ.
Right.
Russ from Alabama. And Russ, unfortunately, is suffering from alcoholism, and he has tried to detox. And just recently, you know, he went 4 nights, without drinking.
Right.
He was actually institutionalized for a little while, and he couldn't drink there. And then he went 4 nights when he got home. Anyways, he can't sleep. He says something.
Well, alcohol is a gabapentin.
He said they gave him something called Librium.
It's a sedative, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
And anyways, he wanted to know if you have a protocol that would make... He knows the calm mind. He heard you say calm mind. So he wants to know what kind of a protocol that he could actually sleep and stop drinking.
GABA T2, 2 capsules 3 times a day minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Calm mind and brain makes sip all day long.
Right.
Melatonin time release, 1 to 6 capsules of 45 minutes before sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And stress to go, 2 capsules 3 times a day, along with BioWell VR, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day. And to replace the dopamine levels, which are depressing all addictive syndromes, you want to take the mood energizer, acetyltyrosine, at least 1 capsule 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. And that should...
Right. And you can also do transcranial lumen photon therapy on frequency 3 for reactivating the brain pathways. So transcranial lumen photon is very helpful for addictions.
Guess who I talked to this? Oh, I didn't talk. I just got a message on my phone.
That's a starter protocol. There's more we can do beyond that, but
yes,
that's a starter protocol.
It's a good starter.
Yeah.
Guess who I didn't get to talk to, as I just almost said again.
Right.
But he left a message on my machine, and hopefully I'll catch him the next time that he calls. That's
right.
Our friend Tom from Scotland.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
He's got this Tom Scotland strong accent. And, of course, he's a wonderful person. Okay. This guy's an amazing guy.
Ever there was one strong man of God.
Yeah.
Been through a lot of trials and always comes out smiling and telling jokes and everything. Anyways, now he has a friend of his that's been diagnosed with lung cancer. His name is Graham, but he said his nickname is Bogsy. He says, a rough diamond on the outside, but a heart of gold on the inside.
Yeah.
And anyways, he does want to find out from you, Bill, what he can do. He was asking about B vitamins for cancer. B17 in particular, what is that?
That's a specific seed extract. Amygdalin, they call it. No, we have things that are better than that to start out with.
Yeah.
4 capsules each 4 times a day of ellagic acid and malignant block. 10 to 12 capsules open in a smoothie of Power C Plus. And cell defense, 4 capsules 4 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the core.
That's a good core to start with.
Yeah.
What about the malignant block? What about malignant block?
As mentioned, ellagic acid and
malignant block. How much malignant block?
4 capsules 4 times a day.
Plus the ellagic, right? Of course, for lung cancer.
Right. And then, of course, you want to knock out the pathogens because Epstein-Barr virus and other pathogens like fungi grow in the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take Nutri Defense, 2 capsules 3 times a day, Allicin Med, 2 capsules 3 times a day, and Nutridyne, 15 to 20 drops in water 3 times a day. You can also add Nutrimune 26Y immunoglobulins. And, of course, these will actually knock out the stealth pathogens that drive the cancer. We also have Nogalase frequencies we can do through my antenna system that actually can knock out the Nogalase, which is generated by cancer and pathogens, to turn off and block your immune cells from killing the cancer and getting rid of it. You can also add oncomycin, 2 capsules to 3 capsules 3 times a day, which is our MycoD2 and helps your body seek and destroy cancer.
Bill Dwight from Texas called in to ask if you have a protocol for MS. Did we cover that here a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, we did. In fact, I posted one up, and it's actually posted up on CRN as well. But if they want it, I'll give them the full protocol. MS is caused by immune homology against Lyme and Lyme-like parasites, babesiosis or lichiosis. Mm-hmm. And there's a peptide that looks just like the oligodendrocyte myelin protein. So what you do is you knock out the pathogens with the antipathogenics I just mentioned. You remyelinate with Omega Supreme Pro and Neurogen, right? You provide methylation support with Semethyl, Pyrimethyl B12, and Superfolate. And use the brain peptides along with vascular peptides twice a day for 1 month, and then once a day after that. And you take 4 capsules of red deer velvet and 2 capsules of oncomycin twice a day. And you want to use transcranial lumen photon and mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and you can use Nogalase as an epigenetic frequency therapy to try to help block it. And there's several ways of delivering it to you, including the Sonic Life or my epigenetic little frequency machine. But you've got to knock out Nogalase, because what cancer does and infections do is block your cells from getting rid of them. Mm-hmm. And we have ways of getting rid of Nogalase.
I did get another joke. Remember, I said from time to time I'll do a joke, and not only if you send it to me, otherwise I'm not going to. So when I do get one, I make sure that it gets read or I say it on air. And Bill, I think this is a cute one for you to read.
Okay. The Honda mechanic was removing a cylinder head from a Honda motor when he spotted a well-known cardiologist in his shop. The cardiologist was there waiting for the service manager to take a look at his car when the mechanic showed it across the garage. "Hey, Doc, want to take a look at this?" The cardiologist, a bit surprised, walked over to see to where the mechanic was working on the Honda. The mechanic straightened up, wiped his hands on a rag, and asked, "So, Doc, look at this engine. I opened its heart, took the valves out, repaired or replaced anything damaged, and then put everything back in. And when I finished, it worked just like new. So how is it that I make $24,000 a year and you make $1.7 million when you and I are basically the same or doing the same work?" The cardiologist paused, leaned over, and then whispered to the mechanic, "Try doing it with the engine running."
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Gregory, thank you.
Yeah, with the engine running. Yeah.
Isn't that a funny
one?
That's
a good one, yeah.
So, Bill? Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to start reading the emails already. How many more minutes
you got? 2 minutes. Go ahead.
2 minutes?
Yeah, you did well. We were short on the notices today.
Okay, I'm going to start with this one. That's really long. And here's one from Dietrich. "Dear Dr. Deagle, my sister Deborah recommended your website to me, and my husband has MS. Oh, here we go. Is MS again, Bill?
Right.
"And I'm hoping you might have a natural protocol, so you just took care of that."
I just took care of that, yeah.
"I have thyroid disease and chronic depression. I take Synthroid, Effexor, and Enablix," which is for incontinence. "I've been told that my incontinence is neurologically based."
Right.
"Could you recommend a healthier protocol for me?"
Sure. First off, I don't want to be on Effexor or antidepressants, so you got to get off that. We would give you Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, and BioLVR. In terms of thyroid, you want to get off the Synthroid. No synthetic thyroid is any good. You want to be in minor thyroid, 2 capsules in the morning, and measure your temperature, but still 0.5 degree below normal. Afternoon, you want to repeat the 2 capsules. You want to take 4-Scolin, 1 capsule twice a day. Neutrodyne, at least 5 to 10 drops twice a day, either in water or topically. You want to take selenium cruciferate and cell detox glutathione, at least 1 capsule twice a day. For her chronic depression, it's going to respond to the 5-HTP Cross, the BioLVR, and the Stress to Go. And that'll bring her neurotransmitter levels up to normal, because serotonin doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier, but 5-hydroxytryptophan does. And you need the B vitamins to bioconvert it to neurotransmitters.
And what is the incontinence? What's that?
I would start taking the bladder up, 2 soft gels twice a day, and Swedish flower pollen, 2 capsules 4 times a day, and then deal with any low-grade infection. Need a culture and make sure she has no little bladder gravel or whatever, but an ultrasound of her bladder.
See you in a few minutes.
You did really good. We did good.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
beginning.
Hey,
hi.
And we're on, Michelle.
I was just saying that bumper's usually at the beginning.
That's okay. Go ahead, Mish. Where else at?
I like it at the beginning because it's the same. You know what?
Yeah, I
like everything the same.
Yeah, I know. It's good.
I'll get you to fix that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Please? Please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Paul from Texas, he says, as a refresher, this is in regards to my dad, Melvin, medical conditions, indwelling Foley catheter, multiple UTIs over the past several months and years, and been treated for sepsis at least once.
Right.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff here. Do you know what the, is this for a consult or something?
Obviously, yeah.
Constipation no longer ambulates, but still does restorative therapy, gets backed up, causes him to occasionally vomit. Aspiration pneumonia, treated 2 to 3 times. Oh, listen, this this guy a doctor? This Paul? Do you know who that is? Paul from Texas?
Nope.
Because look at how he's talking about all this stuff.
Well, he's knowledgeable.
Thoracentesis 3 months ago.
Well, obviously he's knowledgeable about his dad, but he's no, he doesn't have to say any medical qualifications though.
Diabetes, well, insulin dependent, Novalin, and I can't even read this. There's too much.
Anyway, the bottom line is I can give him a starter protocol of say 1 or 2 to 3 things for each problem. But he probably needs a full consult.
I'll name a couple of these things out to you, and you can tell me what it is and what to do. Like
right.
UTIs, multiple UTIs.
Well, I'd give him the top 2 or 3 products, like Alcimed, one capsule 3 times a day, and stay at least 1 twice a day, and then Neutrodyne 15 drops in water 3 times a day.
Because usually you hear women with UTIs.
Men, too.
When they get UTIs?
When you get obstruction behind any body cavity, you're going to get infection. Go ahead, next.
Constipation.
Colon cleanse and IBS care.
How about pneumonia?
Inhalation, they have 4 to 6 sprays every 4 hours of NutriSilver, and you get an Omron and grind up the capsules of cell detox glutathione and inhale it 4 times a day with your Omron and normal saline.
His diabetes, insulin dependent.
Okay,
for
he needs
30 years. 30 years.
2 diabetaline with each meal, 2 Biotin Plus with each meal, 1 berberstatin with each meal, and I would recommend contracting meals so he only eats between 12 noon and 7, and no foods over a glycemic index of 20, and should be taking a leptin metabolic in the morning, and we have the monatomic minerals too, as well as epigenetic frequency therapy to help his insulin resistance. So I'd start off with dibetaline, berberstatin, biotin plus, and leptin metabolic, and he can replace meals with glycemics.
And what is vascular dementia?
It means he did a SPECT blood flow scan. He's got Swiss cheese circulation in his brain. If you don't do a SPECT blood flow scan, you don't know, because you want to do a T1 weighted MRI to see if he's got dysmyelination. And you can do a neurotransmitter levels and organic mass. And so I would simply give him Cardiovasc, 3 capsules 3 times a day, Natokinase, 3 to 4 capsules twice a day at least, and of course, Omega Supreme Pro to remyelinate his brain fibers. And you want to reduce brain inflammation with Brain Meg. Brain Power and Cognition Plus to improve his neurotransmitter levels for dementia.
Well, this poor fellow's had a major stroke as well, and ablation. What's heart ablation?
He probably had a conduction pathway problem because he calcified a conduction
pathway. What's heart ablation?
What is that? They had ablated an accessory conduction pathway, so he got calcification, so he actually put a catheter up into his heart and fried it with radio frequency.
Oh.
So what I would say is, he's a disaster zone. Actually, he's an average product from the healthcare system in all Western nations, whether it's socialist or non, like America, called Embomacare.
But listen, he's also got prostate cancer.
You already said
Embomacare,
where we actually are in the process with polypharmacy to pre-embalm somebody.
Bill.
It saves on embalming, by the way.
He's also got prostate cancer and on Lupron shots. What are Lupron shots?
It's to block the receptors so the cancer won't spread.
God, this
basically,
boy.
It's form
he's
of
even got
chemical castrations.
Yeah, hypothyroidism too.
Well, if he's diabetic, he's going to have type 2, but he might have type 1, where you have thyroperoxidase enzymes, elevated microsomal and antithyroglobulin. But the way to tell is to do a free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and core body temperature and MET study, where you can actually measure his oxygen and CO2 output with a MET study to physiologists.
He says in the end here, he's wanting you to do a consult.
So oh yeah, he needs one.
Did you hear from this? Did you see this email yet?
Let me see him. What's his name?
June 29th.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw that. All actually, right. I'll tell you what I did. I gave him a starter protocol back in the end of June. But his father's in the VA hospital, and now he's actually going to make a legal conflict with him to make sure they're going to follow the recommendations, because the VA, I've actually changed their name like I do with everything, because I'm a bad kid. Uh-huh. I call them the Very Awful Hospital System, VA.
I've heard you say that.
Yeah, for years.
Do you know that his dad here, on top of everything else, was also an alcoholic and sober for 9 years. Wow. His body's been through a lot.
Yeah, he's in the waiting room for heaven.
Yep.
Yep, there you go.
Tom from Indiana. Let's see. Acid reflux protocol. My older daughter, Kelsey, has acid reflux. Could I get a protocol for it?
Sure. IBS, care to normalize peristalsis of your esophagus. Peristaltically moves food and acid and everything into your stomach rather than the wrong way up your esophagus. GastroHeal, chew 2 tablets 4 times a day. And then take things to heal the gut wall. I would recommend probably the Red Deer Velvet DR and Oncomycin.
Okay.
And that'll heal your gut wall.
This one is Bradley Bill from Ashfield, New South Wales, Australia.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Michelle. Would the Nutridyne be helpful for oral lichen planus?
Planus, yes, it would be.
As my dear wife has just been diagnosed with this after having some dental work done. Any suggestions would be warmly welcome.
Right.
Oh, he calls himself Blue, Bradley Blue.
Right, yeah. Firstly, you want to use Nutridyne at least 5 drops every 4 hours
in
water.
Okay, wait now before you. What is oral lichen planus?
Lichen planus is a precancerous condition of the tissue inside the mouth, and lichen planus can turn into mouth cancer.
And how would that happen after having dental work done?
Well, they just discovered while dental work's being done, and it didn't cause it. It just happened to discover while they're doing the dental work.
Oh.
Right. Right. Okay. And so what you do is you knock off the pathogens that are driving it, which can be fungi and stealth viruses, etc. So you want to take, to start off with our first two, which is Nutridyne and, say, Alisomed. Alisomed capsules 3 times a day, and Nutridyne 15 drops in water 3 times a day. You can also dilute it, put it in the mouth, and hold it there for 10 or 15 minutes before you swallow. And then I take a CoQ10 ubiquinol and puncture it at least twice a day and hold it in your mouth for regeneration. And then, of course, you want to rebuild the tissue, so you want to take Omega Supreme Pro, Red Deer Velvet DR, at least 2 capsules twice a day, and Oncomycin, and that'll help regrow the tissues in the mouth.
How would you know if you had something like that? Oral?
You have to have a dentist or a dermatologist look inside your mouth and see. Yeah. Lichen planus, yeah.
And what would it look like?
It looks like dirty, dried-out skin that's kind of like been exposed to too much sunlight and wear and tear.
Inside your mouth.
Right.
Wow. Next is John. And let me see. Where's John from? I don't know where John is from. Just a quick note to say thank you for the prompt shipment and delivery of my last order. It arrived this past Saturday. All safe and sound, and I sincerely appreciate it. You had 3 ultrathiamine and 3 vein away. Well, thank you for that little note there, John. I always like to hear that.
Right.
Everyone's getting their packages really nice and quick.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Next is Kim. She's an RMT, a massage therapist up in Clayton, Ontario, Canada.
Right.
Hi, Dr. Deagle. My naturopath has clinical diagnosis of Babesia, is that correct?
Babesia.
With co-infections of asthma.
Right.
I also have a NAFL, double vision, fatigue, and fistula for years and keeps reinfecting. Due to the look of the ridges on my nails and live blood, I have malabsorption of minerals and possible MTFNR.
Yeah, methyltetrahydrofolate reductase. But unless you do the gene test, you don't know. But 25% of the population is a SNP. They're non-black, non-Hispanic, and Hispanics up to 50% have a gene SNP or polymorphism where they have decreased conversion.
She says, I also have ropeworms, whatever that is. Ropeworms?
She's probably describing something like enterobius or some other roundworm.
This is my life. It sounds terrible, but I'm coping. However, would like to end this roller coaster of supplements I've spent on Band-Aid solutions. I'm a HCP. What's that? and understand most of what healthcare your company does for HCP. Energy of the body.
Healthcare professional.
Oh, okay. Please advise. She wants.
To learn too. Yeah. So yeah. That's easy. So we want to give her antipathogens to knock off her disease states.
First of all, what is Babesia?
Babesia is another parasite.
Babesiosis. Boy, she's got lots of infections. Hey?
Yeah, she's basically her immune system is shot.
And what's NAFL? Double vision. I know what the NFL is. Hey, I would like to say go Broncos. But
oh, non-alcoholic fatty liver.
I said I know what the
NAFL is non-alcoholic fatty liver, which means it's usually a diabetes of the liver. See, when you get in your muscles, you turn blood hyperglycemic. Oh, I know MFL because the NFL's on now. But when you have NAFL, it means your liver is getting elevated triglycerides and you're getting hepatitis, and you can actually get into liver failure if you don't treat it.
Oh, so...
So we need to give her things like Neovasc.
So what's good for her, Bill?
Cell Defense Plus and Neovasc are the ones, main ones for the liver to reduce the inflammation and cytokines. Right?
Okay.
We can add other free radicals like H2-plex hydrogen, ultrathymin B1, and gamma E+. But the main ones are Cell Defense and Neovasc to lower triglycerides. And you got to try to control the blood hyperinsulinemia because the counterinsulin hormones drive the liver failure in the cytokine levels, like glucagon, which you can use berberstatin.
Okay. I don't know what you just said, but
berberstatin blocks the elevated glucagon that's put up by the pancreas. It's a counter hormone to insulin.
And what's that got to do with infection?
Well, when you get enough inflammation, you're going to get partial blockage in your liver, then you're going to get secondary infection in your liver. But her gut's basically her immune system shot, so she's got all kinds of parasites and pathogens and worms and everything.
Well, she says an anal fistula.
That means she's got interloop bowel inflammation, so she's got an inflammatory fistula between where the infection's actually in, say, one of the diverticuli, and then it penetrates through the wall of it and then it connects to another loop of bowel. So she's got basically an intra-loop inflammatory, instead of just perforating right into a peritoneum, it actually attaches to another bowel wall and empties into another section of bowel.
So does this mean like that infection's all through her body and now it's coming out as an anal fistula?
Yes.
What is that? What is an anal fistula?
It means an inflammatory wall-to-wall connection between one loop of bowel and another, that or even the external, like around your anus, where it actually will drain a little tube of fluid, including pus and parasites, directly into her other loop of bowel or out into the external area around her perianal region.
Ew, gosh.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay.
It's pretty gross, but you know what? It's like that show that was on a few years ago on TV called Monsters Inside Me. And I think you remember you and I watching it about 3 or 4 years ago, and it showed wrigglers in the back of the eyeball. And people said, what is that? And, of course, the person on TV wanted to really get the maximum shock factor. They said it's Toxocara catus or canis. So you can get toxoplasmosis or actually worms in the back of your eyeball.
Well, if you have this anal fistula thing and all the other stuff that she's got going on here, Babesia and that, then you really have to hit it hard with
our antipathogenics.
What was the other thing she said?
Allicin-Med, Nutridyne, NutriDefense, NutriSilver, NutriImmune 26Y, Power C Plus, Cell
Defense
Plus.
How much Allicin-Med? You want to take a lot to knock that out.
Probably 2 capsules 3 times a day will do it. Because ours is 650. They're biggies.
Okay. Next, Bill, is Barb from Colorado.
Right.
It's been a while since I've spoken with you concerning my cataract protocol. To bring you up to date with that issue, my eyesight has improved just a little. Some days it seems that I can see a little better and some days not as well. I still have the clouded double vision. Would you please restate your cataract protocol?
What do you mean upgrade it? You can see when you get an introductory protocol, if you don't respond in the first day, month, I'll bump it up. So the first thing I tell people is you want to stop cross-linking of the stroma of the lens. So you want to take, besides KNC eye drops, 2 drops to each eye every 4 times a day. You want carnosine D-Link, 2 capsules 3 times a day, Neutrochella 1 3 times a day, Vision Max 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, and then things like all the free radicals.
It's like she's just taking KNC, and people think that that's KNC alone.
No, you need a whole protocol.
You need more stuff.
Yeah, and you may even need the retinal peptides and vascular peptides twice a day for the first month, and then along with the red deer velvet and oncomycin.
Right.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
You're sippy, I remember when, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Michelle, you have your next major question to go ahead.
Go ahead. The rest of Barb from Colorado is, when I spoke with you on the phone a few months ago, you mentioned that you had a successful Hashimoto's protocol. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's and prescribed 0.075 milligrams of, that's levothyroxine, no?
Yeah, that's a bad, that's
you
bad
don't
stuff.
Like that
it's
one.
Useless.
Which I've been taking for approximately 1 year, although I know that it's not really helping with the autoimmune disease. So,
well, it doesn't even correct the thyroid. You see, if you want to test thyroid, you want deiodinated T4 to T3. T4 has a half-life of 37 half-hours, T3, 5.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It locks onto the crystal galley of your mitochondria to turn on the production of ATP and NADH. It's like a key in the ignition key in your mitochondria.
Right.
So you can block it with reverse thyroid, which is 5-deiodinase. And if you have elevated reverse thyroid, which is called type 2 hypothyroidism in diabetics and pre-diabetics and hypertensives, you're doing 5-deiodination for reverse thyroid. If you don't measure free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3, your test is inadequate. And it's all covered by insurance, by the way. That test I brought in with Dr. Hewen at the University of Calgary, head of pathology, 30 years ago at the University of Calgary. Now it's all the labs in North America use the reverse T3 test, and we brought it in from Germany 30 years ago.
And how would our listeners go about doing that, Bill?
They just simply ask their doctor for a free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3, and a high sensitivity TSH, and then get a terahertz serum alcohol thermometer or a digital thermometer for pregnancy, because your temperature goes up when you get pregnant. And you can measure your temperature, and if it's a half a degree Celsius below normal, it means you're hypothyroid, even if your thyroid test says it's normal.
And what about this level thyroxine
that's
been taking a year? What does that do to you?
It's useless.
It
doesn't work.
It's just...
You want to take minothyroid, which is thyroid adrenal hypothalamus, 2 capsules in the morning, repeat it after lunch if your core temperature is still a half degree below zero after lunch. And you want to take Neutrodon 5 drops in water twice a day. Forskolin, which is we call fat mobilizer, it also helps deiodination. It also helps stop cardiac arrhythmias like atrial fibrillation flutter. And you want to take cell detox glutathione, 2 caps twice a day, and a selenium cruciferate 1 twice a day. And it'll help your deiodination along with that. Neutrodon is most important.
Next, Bill, is Patricia from Pennsylvania. Hello, I came across this by prayer only.
Right.
She must mean our website or something. I don't know. I have 30% kidney function and only one kidney. High blood pressure also. Oh, that reminds me. Praise report from Richard.
Right.
Richard, I almost forgot about you. 14.3, Bill.
Yeah.
By the way, he
was in renal failure.
We
regenerated his kidney. He's been 2 years without need for dialysis or transplant.
Well, he just sent me a...
Yeah, so
an
he's
email,
a happy guy.
A text yesterday.
And by the way, he didn't have the full protocol. He just started what I call an intermediate protocol because there's more things we could do if we needed
Bill,
to.
Now he's up to 14. 14.
That's good.
Yeah,
praise the Lord.
Cool?
Remember now, the ultimate position
Speaking
is...
Speaking of kidneys.
The ultimate position is the guy up there, God.
Yes.
And we're just like, I call myself a bait bucket guy. I carry the bait bucket for God.
Yeah.
So we're not the fishermen. We're just the bait bucket people. You
so,
like that?
Yes. Patricia says she has high
Being
blood
your dad was... For a long time, a fisherman,
yes,
he understands the person that's a bait bucket guy. That's putting the on the trawl line or something.
That's right, bait and trawl. Mm. High blood pressure also. I just placed an order Friday night. Can't wait. My oldest son lives with me and is a heroin and fentanyl addict. I have been looking at your Sonic Life machine and wondering if this will help him. At this time, I believe he is injecting subluxation in between his toes as he has no blood vessels. He went to have teeth extracted and they said they were hard like cement. I have raised the kids myself as their father was abusive and did not want them. 4 kids. He is 25 and I love him dearly. I am desperate to find help for him and I make juices daily, but he won't drink any at the moment. I need to help him at this point. She's going on about her kidney. I guess she needs to get herself.
Well, for her kidney, I give
too.
Her kidney regenerative protocol. We start off with our, one of the first things to take is the ultrathiamin B1 because it'll stop kidney deterioration and leaking microalbumin.
Oh, yeah.
And then we recommend you take our antipathogenics to kill off the pathogens because there's often infection. If you're a stone former, I want to know if you had an ultrasound done or an IVP.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, we can give you things like magnesium, potassium citrate to stop stone formation. And B vitamins like BioLVR and Samethyl will stop stone formation. Then for her son, who was addicted, we want to use Mood Energizer and Posnol.
You know,
and GABA.
That with heroin, you hear that a lot lately. There's a lot of people, a lot of Americans are overdosing and dying from heroin.
Right. Well, what do you
understand? He's only 25 years old.
Well, let me explain what addiction is. All addictions, whether it's video games or drugs or alcohol, downregulate dopamine levels.
Right.
So every single one of them requires mood energizers, acetyltyrosine, and B vitamins to activate conversion of tyrosine to norepinephrine dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
They also have deficiencies in serotonin and melatonin. So the melatonin is one of the most powerful anti-cancer nutraceuticals your body makes. in your brain. So he'll need to take 5
HTP. What's that got to do with addiction?
Because it's related to
neurotransmitters.
What happened is you have serotonin imbalances as well as norepinephrine, dopamine. It leads, you see, because the ultimate cue ball in your brain to release the molecules are released by the addiction, whether it's a video addiction or a drug like what he's on heroin, is norepinephrine, dopamine in the brain. And dopamine is very important. So everybody has a downregulation of dopamine that's addicted to anything. Okay, so we want to use the mood energizer at least a capsule 2-3 times a day, BioLVR 2-3 times a day, and you want to take 5-HTP cross and stress to go because the stress hormones are high. And what they're trying to do is their body in response to the imbalances has very high levels of stress hormones, so that they're constantly in a state of panic or anxiety. And when they get high, they actually temporarily goes away, but they never go back to normal. They actually have to take more and more drugs to get to normal and eventually get to a dosage that can cause respiratory depression, so then they stop breathing or they aspirate and die of pneumonia.
What about the Calm Mind? Wouldn't that be something that...
Yes, you want to be on Calm Mind and the GABA T2. Calm Mind and Brain Mag.
No,
sip on all day long.
Isn't that important? Because you'd have to take a lot.
Oh, yeah. You sip on it all day long and take the GABA T2, 2 capsules 3 times a day, along with the other things. And we can also use transcranial lumen photon therapy and also epigenetic frequency treatment.
Does the Positol improve mood?
Yeah, Positol is very good, 2-3 little tablets. 3 times a day will help you adapt to stress.
Yeah,
because addictions are all related to stress. You have excess stress hormones, and it's basically like you turn your brain into what's called a Skinner box. If you do psychology, remember you took your psychology training back in school, right?
In university.
Yeah. A Skinner box is where an animal presses a bar and they get a little pellet of beet or something,
right.
Or they have an electrode in the pleasure center of their brain.
Yes.
And so if they press the button, they get a little shock in the pleasure center of their brain. Well, that's what happens when people are addicted.
Yeah.
Whether it's a drug or, you know, a behavior.
Interesting. Jarrett from Colorado. Dear Michelle, to me, my name is Jarrett, and I greatly appreciate all you and your husband do. My family and I are worried about our water source. We do not drink tap water, but instead we get our water from wells throughout the, over by Manitou Springs there. Bill, remember that?
Right.
If you're a new listener, we used to live in Colorado.
Right.
The kids went to school there, all of our children. You or Dr. Bill can inform us of the safety of the water we've been consuming.
Well, north of Denver, at the lake there, which is the primary lake that comes off the Grand Lake Reservoir, the water is radioactive because it comes off the Grand Lake Reservoir system, comes off of the Swartzman mine, which is the highest concentration of uranium in the Western world.
But what about Manitou Springs?
Well, we don't know unless you test it. I can actually give them a lab.
You'd have to test it.
And you want to test the for heavy metals and radiotoxins and normal minerals. The average was probably around 1,100 to 2,000 parts. And if it contains any heavy metals, you don't want to drink it. You want to filter it through a pure water system. We're going to change the structure of it a little bit. Right now, you've had a referral over to pure water directly, and then you purchase it there. In the next week or so, I'm going to be posting up all of the pure water filter systems and filters, so you'll purchase it directly from us, and we'll get the company to drop ship it directly to you.
Right. So he's worried here, he says, gravely worried about radiation and fluoride, and the pure water system takes care of everything.
Yes, it does. Nothing, no other system will, but ours will.
Yeah.
Don't buy a Berkey, don't buy a Culligan from your plumber. Get a pure water system from us. It'll take out everything.
And Jared says, God bless you and your husband. That's very sweet.
Hey, God bless God. Pray for us. Because the dark side doesn't want to, even though I was born without the shut-up gene, the devil figures if I can kill him, he'll shut up. And, yeah, I need prayer, and I need prayer for our ministry that we are able to get on more places and networks to get the truth out, because, to be honest with you, very few places discuss the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Here's an email, Bill, all the way from Finland. Bernadette.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Dr. Bill. Thank you so much for your protocols. Would you be so kind and talk about the protocol for CRPS, chronic regional pain syndrome, on the firing line on Fridays, which is today?
I just put up a new protocol for arthritis, myofascial pain, and chronic regional pain syndrome.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where did you put that up?
I put it up on the shows a couple days ago.
Is that on Deagle Network?
Yeah, it'll be over in Deagle Network, and you'll find it. And if somebody wants it, it's on our wellness conditions, and the email, you can send it, or I can send it to them. To start off with quadrupeal pain syndrome, the first thing you have to understand is where does pain start? Pain starts in the primary pain gates called the Langerhans gates in the skin. I discovered it's in my 1986 patents. And then it goes to the dorsal root ganglia and to the synapses of the ascending spinal thalamic tract. DRG, the dorsal root ganglia, and the spinal thalamic tract is the fourth gate, third gate. The fourth gate is in the subthalamic nuclei, and the fifth gate is the temporal lobe. Sixth gate is a gate just before it goes to your frontal lobes, and then you get a secondary motor and vascular reaction from that. So we have to understand you don't want narcotics to drop pain. You want to actually work on the skin. So you want to use curcumin, pregnenolone, and you can use a little bit of the ProMag gel, but it's messy. So I like the curcumin and the pregnenolone every 2 to 4 hours. You want anti-inflammatories. Cell Defense Plus is stronger than diclofenac or other anti-inflammatories. So you want to take 2 to 4 capsules 3 times a day. You want to take arthritics, 2 capsules twice a day. Inflamex, 3 to 4 capsules twice a day. You want to take high-dose Power C, 3 to 4 capsules 3 times a day. And if there's elevated stealth infections triggering it off, you want to take argan or antipathogenics.
Do you want to taste my water?
my tea.
You know what she also says here? It's interesting, all the way from Finland. I'll be listening on the internet. I always listen to your shows on the internet. It's amazing, eh? Especially for the Friday show. They are great. You suggested that I call you, but I cannot. Our finances are limited, and I would rather spend them on the nutraceuticals than on a phone call overseas.
What she can do, though, is if she she sends us a...
Gosh, Bill. Here.
If she sends us an email address, we can connect her by Skype. We can also, by the way, just take a question like she's doing now over the internet, and then we'll answer it. And she can ask a question on each show. Just make sure it's appropriate to the topic. Like if it's Christian, say hour two. On Tuesday, we have Ken Klein, John W. Spring on our missile stuff and talking to the president.
Isn't the first hour usually medical for a medical question?
All medical questions first hour through the whole week, yeah.
So just make it simple for her.
Just ask a medical
question. But she's just saying she doesn't want to call. She's using on NutriMix.
That's fine. She can email, though, if she has other questions. Even they're not related for her, but for any question she wants.
Okay. Let's see. Next, Bill, we have Mo, sent from his iPhone in Canada.
Right.
Mo. Hello, Dr. Deagle and Michelle. I am a customer of NutriMedical. I appreciate all that you do to help people in need. Since listening to your show about a year ago, I've listened to great advice, and so on and so on.
Right.
I'm writing this email because my 22-year-old nephew... Whoops. I hear the music. I think I'll save this for next week. Okay, Mo? Because this is a few questions here. Okay, dear? Next week, we'll put Mo on first. How's that?
Okay. We're you know what they say we're going to get Mo answers when we put Mo on.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure he's cringing at that. Anyways, God bless you. Thanks for listening. It's always wonderful to be here, isn't it, Bill, on the Friday show?
It's always wonderful to have you here, my sweetie, and thank you for praying for us. We'll pray for you. That's a good deal, isn't it? We'll be back in a moment with Harley Schlanger from Berlin about the Rouge Foundation, Dr. Betty Martini, and Dr. Joe Elid for Hour 3 on the... As they say, sweet misery and the toxic death of polypharmacy and sweet toxins in your food. Back in a moment with Hour 2.